Welcome to Looking Back Through the Files of the Bunyip for Wednesday the 30th of April, and I'm here down in the Gawler Culture and Heritage Centre with Kay once again. Hi Kay.
Hi Jeanette. 30th of April was my late parents' wedding anniversary. Ah. They would have been 77 years, I think, 76 years, so...
So I'll kick off with 150 years ago, Royal English Opera. I'm glad that I can report a slight improvement in the above company, as Mr. Allen has at last strengthened his band by the addition of our well-known musician, Mr. Chapman, who is a first-class viola player and consequently tells out in the parts allotted to his instrument. The proprietor has also engaged a professional drummer who really knows how to play them and who gives less noise and produces better effects. So I don't know why it's called the Royal English Opera. I might have to do some research on that one.
Everything had to be royal.
It did, it did.
100 years ago, Anzac Day celebrations. Anzac Day was celebrated in Gawler on Saturday last, when all arrangements were in the hands of the Gawler branch of the RSA, Returned Soldiers Association. A combined religious service was held in the Institute Hall at 10:30 a.m., at which there was a good attendance. The business houses of the town treating the day as a close holiday, while the hotels were closed for 2 hours.
It was a tricky one to read, that one. I'll carry on with 50 years ago, Donnybrook's glorious years. It was a night of memories at the Williston Football Club rooms on Thursday last week. And no wonder, with 11 former Donnybrook A-grade captains gathered together to present journeys to the Williston footballers of today. You could have heard a pin drop as present players and members listened to the stories told by the former stars about the glorious years of the club. And there's a photo of some rather 70s-looking men with their 70s hairstyles and facial hair.
Have we got in the caption?
Alan Stewart, Bolt Restley and Chris Lucas, back row, Dennis Ward, Peter Holness and Denzel Hill.
Okay.
So I don't know any of those names.
Yeah, no, Peter Holness. 25 years ago, on the roll, plans for Gawler Skate Park. A committee of young skate enthusiasts called Gawler Skate Crew, and that's crew with a capital K-R-U, believe they could be rolling and flipping their board on a Gawler Skate Park by the end of the year. Skate Crew members conducted a survey of potential sites and formats for a skate park following the successful skateboard demonstration and competitions attended by more than 250 people during the Youth Week activities.
And that would have been the skate park. Originally, it was in the Gawler Showgrounds.
Oh, was it? Oh,
so
okay.
The first one. So that would be the one that...
25 years ago.
Yes, 25 years.
Then it was moved out to Clonley.
Yes, yeah, moved to Clonley about 10 years ago.
Yeah.
10 years ago, supermarket sweep, new shops for Evanston Park. Discount supermarket chain Aldi has unveiled plans to set up shop in Evanston Park after acquiring a site near the Gawler Green Shopping Centre. It forms part of the German supermarket's long-term plan to develop more than 50 stores around the state, including one at Blakeview. Aldi has already lodged 16 development applications for stores in South Australia and intends to submit an application to build on the corner of Main North Road and Tulloch Street in June.
And that's it for this week.
That is it for this week.
We have a crowd of people watching.
Yes.
With bated breath, hoping that we will finish soon.
We will finish now. Thank you. For all light sign.